My dear sisters and brothers, thank you for your prayers. Had a beautiful retreat time, and it's good to be back here with you. Prayed a lot with Luke's gospel, and this reading matched with the one from the second book of Kings are profoundly beautiful readings for you and I to ponder on and to pray with. This reading kind of makes me think back on the farm where we had so many good things, but we had them all the time that we kind of took them for granted. Not me, of course, but all my brothers, you know. So when people would come, they'd like, "Oh my gosh, you guys have homemade bread." And we're like, "Yeah, go ahead, eat it. If you bring some botan stuff, we would like that." When we're so blessed, we take it for granted and we miss what is so essential in these readings about having gratitude. We suspect that the other nine are probably Jewish lepers and only the one, the Samaritan. The Samaritans weren't pure Hebrews, and so they were usually looked down upon by the Jews. And much like at home, the strangers or visitors that came were much more grateful than the children were. And so we don't want to fall into that as we come where we receive God himself. We receive this life and this healing power that he gives to us. And we can see, if we look a little deeper into these two readings, Naaman, who was a Syrian, comes to be cured of leprosy. And the prophet didn't go out to greet him. He just spoke from his little hut and said, "Go down in the Jordan there and plunge yourself in the water 7 times or 10 times, and you'll be cured." And he goes, "Well, this water isn't all that spectacular. We have better water back where I came from." And if you've been to the Jordan River, at least when I was there, it didn't look really much of a river. It looked pretty dirty. And so he wasn't going to do it. He was mad that the prophet didn't come out and do anything over him, and he's just supposed to go. And his servants convince him, "Look, if he would have told you to do something extraordinary, difficult, you would have done it, right?" He goes, "Yeah." So he's asking you to do something very simple. Why not do it? And he does it, and he becomes like a new child. Kind of sounds like baptism, right? Being plunged in water, being born anew as God's child. Why does God do these miracles that we read about with Naaman being cured of leprosy and these other 10? Is it about having miracles or getting rewards for it? No, the miracles, these healings are signs to us of what God is capable of, that he is real and that he loves us. And what he wants ultimately to happen is what happens in that first reading, is that Naaman, who tries to offer gifts in gratitude, but Elisha doesn't receive them. Instead, he now comes to right worship. He takes soil to worship the true God, the only God, our God. God is doing good things to us so that we become truly devoted and faithful worshipers who, out of love, give of ourselves, love God and one another. And that is the fruit of gratitude. It leads us to proper worship. I suspect you don't pray the way I used to pray, where I thought prayer was telling God what he should do so that I would be happy, instead of going to God and asking him to help me to do what he wants so that I will be truly happy. We were made for God, and we're not happy. We're not happy until we seek him. When we seek happiness in worldly things, it leaves us lacking. It's like eating Thanksgiving dinner where we say, oh, I'm so full, I'm never going to eat again. Till an hour later, at halftime of the football game, we start munching again on the food. We're not satisfied. We're satisfied for a little bit. We want to be satisfied for all eternity. And the only way for that to happen is to have God, our one goal, our one object, our one love. So brothers and sisters, he offers his life to us that can heal leprosy. What could he do for us if we come to receive him in faith?
Together, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,